Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the announcement that we all knew was coming down the pipeline in August. Sean Hyken
and the Rose Garden Report.
He let us all know, hey, by the way, Portland's going to get a WNBA team. By the way, it's not the same ownership group that Portland was going to have the WNBA with. And then fell apart at the last minute a year ago. It officially became official this morning. WNBA had a tweet saying they're coming back to Portland. And it will be owned by the Bethal family, which has ownership in the Portland Thorns. They are minority owners or limited partners with the Sacramento Kings.
Indeed.
Sacramento River Cats, which is a AAA baseball team. And the Stockton G League team. Which brings you street cred, to be quite honest. I mean, anything out of Stockton comes with a little bit of street cred. They are very well funded. I was reading up on them. Holy smokes. You want to talk about a portfolio.
They are diversified.
So Raj Bethal started Raj Swim, a swimwear business in the 60s. His grandkids now own the business, which includes Raj Sports, Commercial Real Estate Investment, and Raj Capital, which invests in businesses including Therabody and the oil and gas industry. Yikes. With 5 Point Energy. So they got money, man. They got big money.
Yeah, they're worth a couple billy.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good spot to be.
It's a good spot to be.
I mean, they had the kind of money to spend, you know, $65 million to buy the Thorns and... well, I'm sure we'll find out today what the actual expansion fee was for the
for Portland.
Yeah, for Portland.
Yeah, in the WNBA because I guess the average WNBA franchise valued at $96 million now, which is crazy to think about when you consider. I think Paul Allen bought the Portland Trailblazers for less than that in the late '80s.
Oh, there we go. We did get it. It's $125 million that they paid. I'm sorry, no, that's for the Thorns. That included their practice facility. So I would imagine that this is probably going to be somewhere around 80.
Okay.
The expansion fee.
All right.
Which is...
Paul Allen bought the Blazers for $70 million in 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now worth about $4
billion. Yikes.
So what's cool is the Bethal family owning both the Thorns and the WNBA team is that... They're going to work in concert.
Yeah.
They're going to have a training facility that is built for women's sports.
Yeah, for the Thorns and whatever this WNBA team is going to be named. Do we know?
Not yet.
Hopefully it's not the Royal. What were they going to call the first time around that they did this thing?
The name that he wanted was dumb.
Yeah.
God, what was it?
It was something royal.
Yeah, it was
royalty or something.
There was a rumor going around that that's why it didn't happen. The reason it didn't happen with the last ownership group is because he was broke.
Okay.
That's what happened. He owns Zoom Care, and that coming out of COVID, their stock cratered, and they just didn't have the financial ability to run things the way that they needed to.
Okay. Well, now... I think we look at it and we say, obviously, the Portland Thorns are very well supported here in the city. It is one of the most well supported women's sports franchises in the world.
Yes, it is the most attended women's sports franchise in the world.
In the world or in the United States?
In the world. They tout that in their game notes.
I believe it will be. The WNBA here in Portland will be just as well supported. Like, women's sports matter here.
No, they do.
And women's basketball culture in the state of Oregon is actually really, really good and deep-rooted,
yeah,
too.
Whether it's in high school at Clackamas or at
Oregon
Westview
City.
Or Oregon City, Mountainside, you've got at University of Oregon. You've got Sabrina.
Oregon State's been really good, too.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
everybody left, but yeah. Rook's a great coach.
But if you're talking about like names that you recognize from the state of Oregon, you've got Sabrina Ionescu. You've got Satu Sabali. You've got Cam Brink from Mountainside High School. You've got Jazzy, who's the number two prospect in the entire country as a senior this year. Was it Clackamas?
Yeah.
You've got a ton of ties. And whether you go back to the old, you know, Oregon City teams that were literally the best women's basketball, high school basketball teams in the country.
Yeah.
The Braxton twins at Westview. Like, women's basketball has, for such a kind of a weird outpost, Oregon has been way up there.
Yeah, and girls transfer in from all over the country to come and play at Oregon high schools. It's a weird thing, but it's always kind of been deep-rooted here. Obviously, WNBA was here for three seasons, folded in 2002 with the Portland Fire, but the WNBA is in such a different place now. Women's sports are in such a different place now.
The WNBA broke even for the first time this year.
They are going to play in MOTA.
They'll probably move over to Memorial Coliseum during some renovation periods.
Which they will do during the summer.
Yes.
Starting next summer, year.
Yeah.
But they won't start play until 2026. Yeah. And here's the other thing about them starting in 2026. Free agents in 2026. You have Sabrina Ionescu, Asia Wilson, Nyara Sabali, Sabali's sister that played at the University of Oregon. I was looking for Oregon State players that were going to be free agents at that time. Couldn't find any. And then Erike Ugumbale, also going to be a free agent in 2026. So big names that will be free agents that summer. Usually they just stay with their teams, very similar to free agency in every other sport. But
it'll be interesting to see what they do for the draft. Do they give them the number one draft pick
of
the year?
And I don't know, because they're now going to be the third expansion franchise, because you have San Francisco is also getting one. Toronto is getting a WNBA team.
Fourth is still kind of an unknown.
And then Portland, but San Francisco starts next year, and then Toronto and Portland will start in 2026.
And so do they insert two draft picks and give them like picks 3 and 4? Do they give them 1 and 2? Do they give them compensatory draft picks as part of an expansion draft? Like, there's a lot of different things that are going to need to be worked out. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how that works, because that's also, you've got Juju Watkins coming out of USC, who is the next transformative player that'll be eligible for the draft that year.
All right.
So there's a lot of different things that could line up really, really, really well for a Portland WNBA franchise to kind of hit the ground running.
So we get MLS, NBA, NWSL, and WNBA. We're here.
Not too bad.
People are getting very upset, though, on social media about what the name of this team should be. This text, would love to see him name them the Mermaids. Doubt you're going to get that.
Nemec came up with a good one, leaning on the Oregon City pass and calling them the Pioneers. He said it kind of links in with the Trailblazers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said the Trailblazers.
Which, pretty funny.
It's good, but they're getting dragged for that.
Yeah.
So just use caution when you throw out a name on social media.
Yeah, so you can't go Pioneers, though, either, because
why?
Somebody will be like, well, it's like Oregon Trail, and then you know, they'll talk about like what actually happened on the Oregon Trail.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they want to look at the Trailblazers.
No, that's
kind of the same deal.
Like, I know.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
But again, we know how this works now.
Do you know how many people have died from fever? In the Indiana's just rolling out there with their name, just being the fever.
No, plagues.
Just reckless.
Honestly.
The Connecticut sun. You know how many people die from melanoma every year?
Skin cancer.
I mean, yeah.
Do you know how many people get sunburns?
Yeah, Los Angeles sparks. You know how many fires sparks cause?
Forest fires.
Do you think about
started by birds getting electrocuted on the power lines.
We can do this all day.
Think about how
Dallas Cowboys, you want to get me started on those Cowboys?
I mean, think about when Mercury goes into retrograde and all those people have their feelings hurt.
I don't know what that means.
Something with astrology.
Yeah. You You went right over my head on that one.
That's what I went with for.
Is it?
No, no, it's 100%. What I was going for is a little outside the box.
Let's see here. What other ones can we go with? Las Vegas Aces. Gambling addiction is real. There's 800 numbers that I hear about. Every time a DraftKings ad is rolled out.
They're usually 35 seconds of the 60-second spot.
Yeah. Washington Mystics? Anybody heard of Black Magic?
Yeah.
Huh?
Salem Witch Trials?
The Witch Trials?
Yeah. Burning people at the stake?
Yeah. The Chicago Sky?
It rains. Water comes out of the sky.
You know what comes
and
from the
lightning.
Sky? Hurricanes?
Yeah.
Hurricanes come from the sky?
True.
Kills people.
Hail. Lots of dangerous stuff out there.
Yeah. Dallas Wings, Boeing anybody?
Oh, wow.
They've been in the news lately.
Doors falling off lanes?
I didn't say that.
No.
I didn't say that. All right? I don't want them coming after me. Mm. I didn't do that. So we've just gone down almost the entire WNBA.
Not too bad.
Minnesota Lynx, I think you're safe. Those are cats that are small. They don't really... Do they kill anybody?
Yeah, no, murder mittens will definitely kill people.
No, yeah. New York Liberty. Ellis Island didn't really treat people very well.
Yeah. It's actually it's a Trojan horse, too. Statue of Liberty.
What'd the French put in there?
They
baguettes?
No, they died. They forgot.
Oh, all right.
That's what it was.
All right. The Atlanta Dream. Nightmares.
Yeah. Nightmares.
Mm.
Freddy Krueger.
Seen it?
Mm.
Seen it.
Can you get hurt? You can get hurt in dreams.
All right. We've gone
to all of them.
We've picked apart every WNBA team. Well, I can do this for men's sports, too. So don't come at me that I'm just coming at the WNBA.
They're all problematic.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the Vancouver Vortex line, I love the way Danny just casually said this man was broke, like he's seen him on the side of 205 eating top ramen.
Who?
Did you?
Yeah.
You're talking the Zoom Care guy.
Yeah, I did call him broke.
Yeah.
It's more fun to say it that way. He's not broke. He's fine. But he doesn't have sports franchise money anymore.
Oh, that came out of left field on me. I didn't know. I was like, who'd you call bro? So he's just worth like a few hundred million dollars.
He's just worth like half a billy.
I mean, come on, guy.
Yeah,
who isn't these days?
Hey, get it together.
Who's not?
Get it together.
Who's not?
Do we need to start a GoFundMe?
I mean, somebody will.
I mean, that's how you stay rich, is you use other people's money.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a valid point.
So This text on the Vancouver Forward text line, how's Portland going to feel if Seattle decides to steal their
Thunder and Thunder and Sonics tomorrow?
Yeah, that would be the ultimate little brother smackdown.
I mean, it's not happening.
No, but there is news on that.
Yeah.
There is news on that. The Thunder have said that if Seattle gets a WNBA or an NBA team, because they already have a WNBA team, they get all the history back. So that little gold tab on the back of the Thunder's uniforms.
It's coming off.
That's no more. No more. And they're going to have to take away like the first 2 years of Kevin Durant's scoring history.
And Russell Westbrook's.
No. Yeah. And Nick Collison's, who's Mr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that? Mm. Yeah. How about now? How long did Mr. Thunder play for you now?
Does Nick Collison leave the Thunder and go work for the Sonics?
I hope so.
Be kind of funny.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's keep this going. What about the Tampa Bay Lightning? How many people are struck by lightning every year? Yeah, that's triggering.
Like 66 times.
Yeah. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they were the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers. Mm. Trolley deaths, they account for
fives
of people.
That's such a hyper-specific thing. I love it. Trolley Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. San Francisco Giants. Giants, fee-fi-fo-fum, anybody?
Yeah, right.
Huh? You smelling human blood.
Also Marfan syndrome kills people.
Yes, it does.
Not Boban, though. He's just going over to Fenerbahce to play basketball.
That's right. Don't even get me started on the Detroit Lions.
Good Lord. Whew. Tigers and Bears, oh my.
What are we doing here?
Seattle Mariners out there killing fish all over the place.
Oh, God, Whalers?
Yeah. Mm. Well, the NHL did the right. No, they did the wrong thing. The Hartford Whalers should still be around.
Beautiful logo.
Great logo.
I mean, you're talking about, like, perfect logos.
Yeah.
That's up there.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Ooh. Drunk driving?
Yeah.
Hello.
Liver disease?
We also have some beer-related names, but we can't have any smoking-related names.
Yeah. Like, what about the Memphis Marlboro Men?
Yeah.
The North Carolina Cigs.
a little Tobacco Road, you know? Come on. Birmingham Burners?
Yeah, the Charlotte Ultra 99s.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just go all in on the Commanders. You know how many people Commanders have executed in their time?
And think about the Commanders that got executed.
Sheesh. All right.
Fratricide?
I'm glad we got that out of the way. Yeah. So we are preemptively getting triggered over the name so we don't have to when the actual name of this franchise comes out. Moral of the story, the WNBA is coming back. I think it's great for the city. I do believe that when you look at the arc of women's sports, you look at the eyeballs that are now on the sport, it's no longer the joke that the WNBA was perceived to be when it came here in the late 90s through the early 2000s. It isn't. It's a different league, and they're going to be playing in MOTA. I think that it is. It's good for the city, and I'm excited to have a WNBA team here. So, way to go, Portland Pioneers. I'm with Nemec. I stand with Nemec on this. I like cities that have sports continuity, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I've already tried to do that with most of their other, you know, sister city, not sister cities, but the appropriate NBA franchise.
Yeah, it's something along the same lines, right? Yeah. Like Lakers and Sparks.
Like the Spurs and Silver Stars.
There you go.
Timberwolves and Lynx, even though they're different species, but...
Yeah. Yeah, they have tried.
Yeah.
They have tried.
And to be clear, the Blazers do not have any ownership stake. Because I know everybody's like, why isn't that the Allen Estate or anything? But they were helpful and instrumental in kind of getting this all done.
Okay. Yeah, because they said, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, like they wanted to be helpful to make it happen.
All right. WNBA in Portland.
And I'll say this. There's a big, unfortunately the weather's crappy, but there's a big block party going on tonight at 4 o'clock down in MOTA.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to head down and check it out, they'll be down there doing all the things and making the introduction of the team. I'll be down there for the press conference here in a couple hours.
Sweet. So WNBA to Portland. Danny will have live updates.
Indeed.
From the big presser that's going to happen today. It's a good thing. And anytime you have an ownership group that wants to be rooted in an area, it doesn't matter if it is NWSL, WNBA, NBA, whatever. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Is a good thing.
They are wanting to be and there's the bar here, the sports bra. That's also a big part of the rolling out.
Dude, it's a chain now.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, they're announced. Yeah, they're going to franchise.
Well, I mean, you know who the investor is, right? It's the founder of Reddit. He's worth billions.
Yeah, he has gotten in, and it is, Serena Williams' husband.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Serena Williams' husband.
Which means, again,
I don't know his name, but I know he's Serena Williams' husband.
That's a massive bankroll when you're talking about that power couple.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you think that this isn't going to succeed, you're crazy.